Well, you may be surprised at the gospel I have chosen for today's Mass. The young man in the gospel came to Jesus and asked a very important question. Indeed, a question we all must indeed ask during our lives. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Now, we don't know the name of the young man in the gospel, of course, but we do know the name of the one whose funeral we celebrate today. Joseph O'Toole, and known to all of us especially as Dear Brother Joe. Last Friday, we celebrated in Harare in Zimbabwe his Requiem Mass. And like today, what a great number of people came to celebrate this Requiem Mass for Brother Joe. Present were the Archbishop of Harare, Bishop Robert and Lowe, the Papal Nuncio, Archbishop George Bocelli, many of the friars, and happily present too in their little cloister, the Poinclair sisters, and of course a packed congregation, both laity, religious, and present too, because as you know, Brother Joe had an Irish passport, was the honorary Irish consul to Zimbabwe. It was indeed a fitting tribute to a dear and well-loved Franciscan. I emphasize those words, a well-loved Franciscan, Brother Joe. And today, we gather in his homeland, his beloved homeland, and his beautiful city and town of Ardrey outside Glasgow City, to celebrate the final rites and the burial. It was an honour for me to accompany home his precious remains to his dear dad and his sister and his brothers, to his fellow friars and his many, many friends. By all of us, he will be sorely missed. His gentle presence, his warm and welcoming smile, his total generosity with time and talent. 6 years ago, Joe volunteered for the Franciscan mission in Zimbabwe. And for this morning, I bring from the Custis Father Emmanuel, who was not able to come here today because he could not get a visa in time. But I bring his gratitude and that of the friars of the Custody of the Good Shepherd, our sincere gratitude to the friars of the province of Great Britain. To his family and to his many friends, I bring our thanks for our brother Joe brought to us in Zimbabwe. His coming to us in Zimbabwe has been a great support in the missionary work in that troubled land over the last 6, 9, 10 years. At his passing, many tears have been shed. His going from us has been so sudden and so painful. What must I do to inherit eternal life? The young man asked of Jesus. You know the commandments of Jesus. And the young man replied, all these I have kept from my youth, he said. Our brother Joe, my dear friends, has the very same reply. Lord, all these I have kept from my youth. Growing up in his beloved Scotland, and proud indeed of his Irish roots, one in a large family, surrounded by the love of his dear parents, his sister Margaret and his brothers, serving Mass in the local parish. Indeed, I was so happy to hear last evening, it was in this very beautiful church, St. Margaret, that Joe indeed was baptized 51 years ago. Listen to Joe in Africa. We often sat there in the evening, the two of us, with the young brothers, sharing memories of our homelands. He would tell me of the happy memories indeed of his youth, his sister, his brothers, and his dear mom and his dad. happy memories of you. He also told us, of course, how he followed with great zeal the Glasgow Celtic Club. Very proud of that he was. Indeed, you know, in Zimbabwe, he tried to recruit loyal supporters among the young Franciscan brothers. Thinking back, you know, I think it was for Brother Joe another kind of evangelization. Said we're a Catholic too. The years of his youth, yes, they were truly happy years. What a wonderful thing to look back at one's youth and say, these were happy years of my youth. And you know that on each birthday, each year, he was guaranteed at least one birthday card. He got many, of course. Because he had been receiving a card for 50 years from a branch of the Scottish Health Board. Yes, every baby born on the 5th of March 1958 would be tracked through life by the Scottish Health Board. And Joe would say, the card has come, I'm another year old. But sadly, this will be the last year to receive such a card. I have kept all of these since my youth at the young man of the Gospel. Yes, indeed, our dear Brother Joe can well say too, looking back over his youth and childhood, Lord, I have kept all of these since my youth. And Jesus looked at him and he loved him. He loved him through his beloved parents, through his brothers and sisters. And he carried everywhere his beautiful smile that would appear to so many people. Well, to the young man of the Gospel, Jesus said, now, all right, you've kept all these things since your youth. What I want you to do now is go and sell all you have, give the money to the poor, and come and follow me. And Joe beautifully accepted this wonderful invitation. Come, follow me. And as you know, he joined the diocesan cemetery to become a priest. And he was sent off to Rome, to that wonderful place in Rome called the Scots College. And there he studied in Rome. You know, brothers and sisters, how he loved Rome, Italy, all things Italian. Only 2 weeks ago he said to me, Liam, it's your day off today. Let's do something different. Let's go to a little Italian restaurant and have a bowl of pasta. He was so happy. I can still see him there, sitting at a glass of wine, Zimbabwean wine. And not only that, but he spoke Italian to the restaurant owner. The owner is still wondering who these two guys were, speaking Italian with a short accent. Now, while studying in Rome, this was very important. One day, he went on a pilgrimage to the town of Assisi. And there he fell in love. He fell in love with Francis of Assisi. Yes, he prayed about this, he reflected on this, and he said to himself, I will throw in my lot with Francis of Assisi. I will ask to join the Franciscan friars, and like Francis, be a brother in the order. This appeals so much to Joe, the spirit of Francis. Peace, joy, brotherhood. The one who cared for the lepers. This would be so special to our dear brother Joe. And so he made his profession as a friar on the 23rd of September, 1970. It was not surprising that indeed Brother Joe wished then to specialize in nursing. And so he trained to be a state registered nurse. The healing ministry would always be so dear to him. Indeed, I was telling his brother Jerry then last night that when he'd come back from his holidays, he'd bring back medicine of all kinds and have it in his room. So when the poor came and the sick came, he said, don't worry, I've got something for you. And he'd go to his room and bring out these special things he'd brought back. He was one who was always on the healing ministry. And in the Franciscan province in Great Britain, he was given many roles of responsibility. He was the guardian, he was a counselor, he was the novice director. And happily here today with us, we have some of those young men whom Brother Joe formed as novices at Chilworth. He also received the grace, as we know, to live in a poor village among the marginalized in Newcastle. And then in due time, the order founded a new presence in Thailand, working among the victims of the AIDS virus. It was not surprising then that Brother Joe volunteered to join this team, and he set off for Thailand, where he gave his nursing talents. He then returned to England, and he heard the needs of the friars in Zimbabwe. He volunteered, and he came out of Zimbabwe 6 years ago. In true obedience, he went where the need was, formation and novice director, in a place called, a beautiful name, called Dandachabuva. I can still see it, that lovely, beautiful place among the rocks and the rivers, far down the bushlands. And then in the chapter in the custody in 2007, he was elected a councillor in the custody, and then became secretary and guardian at Tapara, where we lived together for the last 4 years. He used to say to me, you know, our job out here, Liam, is just to give good example. That's our job here, he said. To get good example and to give good example. And that's the best work we can do in the area, he said, of forming the young Christ. He was a man of great prayer. And if I were to have a motto for Brother Joe, it would simply be these words: can I help you? Can I help you? He was always there for us, offering help on many, many occasions. And a word we've used a lot in the last 2 days is this word. He was truly a mother to us all. He was like a mother. I remember, this was only 10 days ago, we were sitting having our evening meal at Chicago with the young brothers and myself. And I said, Brother Joe is coming back this evening. Let's put his dinner aside for him. And they said to me, is he coming back tonight? I said, yes, he's coming back this evening. We put away his dinner for him in the oven, and then the phone rang. I was called to the phone, and I was told simply, Brother Joe has been in an accident. And from then on, the momentum increased, and the sadness and the tragedy of all that happened was true. Brother Joe, as one prior said to me, was always a great homemaker. Even on the day he died, on Monday morning, he said to me, how are you? I said, I'm tired. He said that every morning, of course. I'm tired, I said. He said, it must be the weather, he said. Well, he said, can I help you in any way, he said. I said, okay, Brother Joe, maybe help me with the photocopier. I'll do that, he said. And he did the photocopying, and then he left on his last journey. A few days before that, Brother Joe had attended a meeting of the brothers in Zimbabwe, of which he was the chairperson of a new foundation. He was so happy with that, deepening in appreciation the role of the brotherhood in many congregations. He also spoke a lot about a place called Mutemba, which is a leper settlement about 100 kilometres from Harare. And he was so glad this year to have been present at the 30th anniversary in London of the celebrations for John Ranburn. And you know, Brother Joe had already arranged funding to upgrade the standard of living of the lepers at Mutemba. Indeed, I know that deep down in his heart, his one ambition was one day to be working and living at Mutemba. For the Lord had other plans, and now our Brother Joe is with the Lord, whom he loved and he served so well. My dear friends, there is great pain for all of us in his going. As the poet John Donne put it, when someone close to us dies, he said, part of us dies as well. For whom the bell tolls, atones for thee and atones for me. This is so true. When someone very dear to us dies, part of us is dying as well. For whom the bell tolls, atones for thee and atones for me. But we are consoled by the words of the great Dominican preacher, Thacordier, when he said, our departed ones go no further from us than to God, and God is always very near. It is our faith that sustains us in our sorrow. As we have in that lovely second reading today, nothing can come between us and the love of Christ. Even if we are troubled or worried, these are the trials through which we triumph by the power of Him who loved us. Neither death nor life can ever come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus. The young man of the gospel ran to Jesus in search of the greatest treasure of all, eternal life. And our brother Job came to Jesus, and he found true wisdom, as we heard in the first reading. I prayed, and prudence was given to me. The spirit of wisdom came to me. Beyond help and comeliness, I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light. For me, wisdom, Jesus, is an unfailing treasure. As we pray today, my dear friends, with the soul of Job, we ask that we too may journey on in faith in the fullness of life promised by Jesus. We ask the Lord to comfort all those who mourn the passing of Job, especially his dear dad here, his sister Margaret, his brothers John, James, Gerald, Stephen and Colin, their families, his fellow friars, and his many relations. May the Lord then grant to Job eternal rest. And perhaps we too this morning can make our own the prayer of God the new man. May the Lord support us all the day long, till the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, in His mercy, may God give us all a safe lodging and a holy rest. Peace out.